Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We got 5 minutes left with Charlotte Iserby. And we've got a report coming out that gets into how the conservative movement's controlled. We've, of course, covered that a lot in the past from the Council on Foreign Relations that is bipartisan, but also how the establishment tried to go in and control the anti-New World Order movement. And that is this full-spectrum dominant system. Nothing can stop you as the American people from going out and running for office yourself and sticking to the issues and not being co-opted. There's been an attempt to co-opt the Tea Party. It's been somewhat successful, but not overall. And that's why we're getting major traction, because of people like Charlotte Iserby over the years and Dr. Stan Monteith and countless others fighting the good fight against tyranny. You said you wanted to boil this down, Charlotte.
Well, Alex, I just want to ask your listeners there, how can they trust the Council for National Policy to do what they want them to do, which means every single conservative organization you ever heard of belongs to that group, if we send out a letter to every single president of that particular group in order to get, asking them to help us get out of the most important entity, which is going to take us down into a Soviet system, which is the UN, which was founded by communists. How can we trust these groups when they don't even answer our letter asking for help
of
the UN?
What about the John Birch Society? They've got the big get us out of the UN movement.
They've been doing that for years, but I understand in the beginning they were infiltrated as well. What you've got to understand is that the infiltration is complete across the board. And remember, I mean, I'm not talking about CNP funding as much as others, because CNP is all the different groups. But the Heritage Foundation was funded by Richard Mellon Scaife. That's Chase Mellon Bank and Rockefeller. They gave them $900,000 to get it off the ground.
No, I knew that. I've seen the proof of that. I haven't seen the proof of the John Birch Society. I've seen people claim that.
I know. I haven't really seen it either. And if I do, I try not to believe it. But anyway,
I mean, Charlotte, here's an example. People say we're owned by ABC at Genesis. When to be on talk radio, we've rented probably over the years 15 or more different satellites. Anybody can go, you know, rent a feed on a satellite. That's how a gardening show gets syndicated. It's not true. Or they say some guy from Saudi Arabia owns this with no proof. And so my experience is, I've gotten a little more seasoned in all of this, is that I've always just constantly hear people say, this is that. And so that almost puts me at a disadvantage, because then I kind of wave things off even when it is true, and then I go research and find out about things like this. So that's why I'm getting you on, because you had some actual run-ins with this, but then...
Well, I sure did.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been disappointed all the way down the line. I mean, Ronald Reagan, don't get me on that subject. People should try to go buy that book. Here's the rest of him. Go try to buy that book. It sells for $100 now. You can't get it. That's what he was like as governor. We were taken to the cleaners. Absolutely taken to the cleaners by him. But the most important thing now, folks, is the Heritage Foundation affiliates in every state that are pushing for the end of our political and economic system as we have known it through charter schools. I keep telling you this. Charter schools will set in motion getting rid of all forms of elected officials, starting with school boards.
Yeah, no. Regional government, putting it all under federal, international, amazing.
Yes, and also the Soviet polytech planned economy is being put in right now. This is what Reagan did. The plans were for this, and Norman Dodd knew all about it too. But it's going in right now, and you have to go after the Heritage affiliate in your state. You find out what that affiliate is, and you go up against them and their funding of
all right.
Money.
Bob Chapman's holding. Bob Chapman's holding, but I'm going to hold you over and let you finish and then get Bob's take on what you've said.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Cartels are recruiting people domestically. Of course they are. And they're buying off the police. And once corruption reaches a certain level, we'll start falling apart like Mexico. That's all part of the globalist plan. That's in the North American Union SPP meetings that Bush and others signed in. And so you'll hear George Bush, you know, criticizing globalism, and then he gets in as a big globalist. You'll hear, constant pushes for things. Ronald Reagan was campaigning against the Trilateral Commission and George Herbert Walker Bush, but then he caved into that. That's why we have to understand. The reason I'm getting into this now is I'm making a film dealing with puppets and politics and things like that, and a eugenics film and another film. And I've got all these interviews and all this material. I'm not even sure which one I'm going to put out. I've got to get on it, though. But more and more, you know, we're getting ahead of, just like we told you what Obama would do from the left attack of the New World Order. Now we're getting everybody ready for the full Republican takeover. Because if we don't understand how they operate and educate people, we won't be able to hold their feet to the fire. But we're getting, for the first time, real toeholds with forcing things through here. And we can repeal the No Child Left Behind. We can repeal, which was a federal takeover. We can repeal the health care. We can get out of UNESCO. They just got rid of the Global Warming Committee yesterday. I mean, we can kick their hind ends if we believe it. And Charlotte, I wanted to bring Bob Chapman in because he was listening for 5 minutes on hold to you covering all of this. Bob, what's your take on all these pyramid power structures, CFR with the left and right, CMP, neocon arm of it to co-opt the conservative groups and kind of get them under control, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in England. From my research, but give me a document cam shot, guys. I'm going to draw a image here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. From my research, everything is in pyramid power structure. That's why the New World Order symbol is a pyramid. And at the bottom of these organizations, most people think they're operating in a good cause. Like local cops think they're actually fighting terrorists. But as you go up, the need to know gets less and less compartmentalized until you hit the top of the pyramid of the CFR or any of these groups. They have them all over the world. Then you find out this pyramid nexuses in to other pyramidal power structures, and that's the management system of the world. That's why if you go out and tell Masons they're involved in occultic activities, the average Mason isn't involved in that, so then you're discredited because they're compartmentalized. Or you go and explain to a good Catholic person who's anti-abortion, great American, that the Catholic Church is promoting world government now at the top. Not Catholic bashing, it's that it is. Or that major Protestant groups are promoting it. Or through these big denominations. Nations that, again, top-down control. Or you talk about Israel being corrupt. People then, the media spins it, you just don't like Jews. No, there's corruption all over the world. The media says you're criticizing China and its corruption. You must not like Asians. That happened under Clinton when he was selling us out. So, again, it plays into the system. From what I've researched is things like the CFR, CMP, that's why the CFR has, thousands of members, is they're bringing people in to try to influence them, to try to see who they can get to work in the system. And if they don't, they get kicked out or stay low. If they say yes, they move up the power structure. But then I've seen people unfairly claim, because I don't know if she's evil or not. I know Brad Pitt's seen my films, and I'm going to leave it at that, and likes them. But to say Angelina Jolie is evil without proof, though she made some Illuminati movies, I tend to not like her and don't trust her. And I know Bono is involved with the Rockefellers. I know he's now is a front of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and is evil. It takes me time to research something before I can 100% say, the whole thing is rotten to the core. But overall, I'm just trying to give people my own view on how I analyze things and understand things. You've been in the anti-New World Order movement for close to 50 years, Bob Chapman. You've been basically driven out of the U.S. with assassination attempts and people trying to plant hand grenades on you and all the rest of it. But I know you were there putting out Gary Allen, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, doing such yeoman work. You know a lot of these CMP people, I would imagine. What's your view on it, and what's your view of what Charlotte's saying?
Well, she's right, and it's perpetual. They don't give up. They never stop. And as you say, if someone goes along with the program after they recruit them, that's all fine and good. If not, they shunt to the side or they leave or whatever. And we went through these change agents during the 60s and 70s. They are planted. There's absolutely no question. I mean, we even had them planted in gun clubs, if you can believe that. And we were able to identify them and isolate them. Charlotte doesn't know this, but I was involved in the first gubernatorial race that Ronald Reagan was in, and I know a great deal about him for a lot of reasons, and I know a lot of things that I'll never say on radio because they get me killed. They'll start really looking for me.
And you haven't told me about this stuff, just like I told the D.C. madam off air. I said, do not tell me anything that's not on air. We're all being listened to right now. If you're not going to put it out there, Bob, I wouldn't. Well, now you've said it. You pretty much got to say it now.
This is going to be shocking. Ronald Reagan was a homosexual. Besides the fact that during the late 1930s and early 40s, he was making what we would call today pro-communist speeches.
Well, that's on record. They spun that he was young and woke up, later and became a conservative.
Well, it all goes. And it was part of the reason that he had as many roles as he had in the movies, because he really wasn't a very good actor. And I knew him quite well, and he was a nice enough guy. But he didn't know what I knew about him, and I never told him.
So he basically just did whatever he was told.
Absolutely.
Why did the Bushes, and if those that don't know, the Hinckleys having dinner with them, the whole setup, and it takes hours to get into it, but anybody just get into George H.W. Bush, attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan, just search that and spend a week reading it. I mean, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but they tried to kill Reagan, so if he was totally bad, why did they try to kill him?
Well, do you really want to do an assassination with a 22?
Well, I know he was never the same after they got him. So George Bush Sr. just wanted to go ahead and officially be president. So they gave him the cold blood, which brain damaged him more, and they kind of kept him drugged up from then on.
Well, not only that, I don't think that was the intent to kill him. I think the intention was to shoot him and scare him and have him do what they wanted him to do. You know, after his election.
Yeah, because I've also talked to people that knew Reagan well, and they said that, yes, he was just a kind of an opportunist and stuff, but he really didn't kind of like the New World Order by the time he became president, and he didn't like George H.W. Bush. We know that was true. He criticized him over that. So, I mean, was there just a rivalry between the two? Or I don't want to just say Reagan was a pure devil. I don't like – what's your take, Bob Chapman?
Well, you know, Bush wasn't physically on the scene at that time. He evolved more as a person within the Central Intelligence Agency several years after Reagan's first election. That came in the 70s. I don't know what that rivalry was because I wasn't close to the situation at that time.
You're talking about his election as governor, not as president in 19.
Yes, that's right. So I was at the beginning, so to speak.
Well, I mean, now that you've said this incredibly dangerous thing, and I don't doubt you, Bob, you're not somebody I've ever heard feed people lies or baloney, and I'm actually, few things actually kind of give me a pang of fear, like standing at the edge of a cliff. I'm pretty freaked out right now, and not even judging Reagan if he was like that. It just freaks me out, the power of that knowledge. I mean, I do know that you are a conservative icon and did run with a lot of the big guys because you were wealthy and lived in California and were politically involved. Maybe that's why they've always been after you since, but, I mean, what did you witness with Reagan? This is dangerous stuff. We might as well just get this out now.
I saw a film, and I was also told by his girlfriend before he married Nancy.
Oh, man. Man, this is making me sick right now.
So.
And by sick,
and,
it's just making me sick.
There's only a handful of people left who know this. Most of them are now deceased. There's one that is alive that I know of that knew this. And but I also got it from another source.
Now, when you were
earlier on,
you were with Defense Intelligence, correct? But previously in Berlin?
No, I was in Germany. But quite frankly, I was never in Berlin. And they wouldn't let me go to Berlin unless they flew me in, and there was no reason to do that.
Where did you, in what context did you see this this film?
The film I saw at a private showing, and most of the people who were there, I didn't even know. And it was by an invitation only.
Was this a group of conservatives freaked out by it, or was this people wanting to blackmail him?
No, I think it was quite a cross-section of people. And that's where I saw it. But I learned before that that was the case. And
from the girlfriend.
That's right. And I don't know whether she's still alive or not. She would probably be in her late 80s or 90s now. And probably late 80s.
Okay, well, this is obviously very dangerous right now, Bob. So was this a porno tape or just him holding hands with a guy? What was this?
No. I don't know whether I should talk about the way it happened on air. But
well, they're going to probably come kill you and maybe me if you don't, so just get it all out right now.
The film was a woman with him who used an artificial device to do what they did.
Had this been taped covertly by an intelligence agency?
It was taped covertly, but not by a intelligence agency.
Oh, so he was that doesn't necessarily mean he's homosexual then. But it does. But that's par for the course for these politicians. That is just unbelievable news. Unbelievable. I actually wish I wouldn't have asked. I thought it was going to be something like drugs or something. Okay, this show is really taking a crazy turn. Charlotte, Bob, stay there. I'm pretty freaked out right now.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and
well,
we took a little beans.
I thought it was going to be Ronald Reagan was a communist, because, I mean, I've seen a lot of mainline books say that, well, he did get into it a little bit, but he woke up to it. And that's fine. People do stuff when they're young. I mean, that's where I thought Bob Chapman would go with this. But then I was talking to Charlotte during the break, and she said, well, I don't know anything about that specifically, but I had heard those rumors. But no proof. But she said, you know, basically look at the log cabin Republican stuff. Look at Bohemian Grove. What did Richard Nixon say about it? Yeah. And I don't sit here and judge people and attack people and hate people. My issue is they can compromise you when they have that type of stuff on you. And Charlotte, we're about to go back to Bob, but anything else you want to say on the subject? I mean, you say that when you were in the administration, you'd heard things like this, or what'd you hear?
Oh, no. I just heard, you know, because I talk to a lot of people, all types of people, people who don't have proof, people who do. And I heard that rumor floating around, and I just rejected it because basically that's not what I'm not concerned. I mean, maybe I should be, but I'm concerned about the fact that the Republican leadership of our country continues to support Ronald Reagan and to put him up on a pedestal as the, excuse me, I don't mean to be sacrilegious, but the Jesus Christ of the, I think Jesus Christ would understand what I'm saying, of the 21st century. Because this man did terrible things to bring our country down to the point where we are merging with the Soviet Union. And he knew what he was doing. I wrote him a letter about what was happening in the U.S. Department of that. I called it the Marxist factory. I told him everything. I know he got the letter because a journalist called him and talked to his secretary who said, yes, he's got the letter. I never got a response to that letter. Whoa. That letter is on my Deliver Dumbing Down website as a PDF. So I sincerely, strongly believe that is the case. I don't believe he ever changed.
Bob Chapman, I guess a Hollywood actor, Bohemian Grove, I mean, I guess it's really par for the course, but what year was this whenever you were shown this film?
Late 1970s,
mm-hmm.
Early 1980s. But, you know, when he evolved politically from we'll call it flirting with the left, George Murphy, who became a senator from California and was a vaudevillian a song and dance man, an excellent actor, he sort of took Ronald Reagan under his wing and said, look, this is the way you should think, and so on and so forth. And he being Ronald Reagan, became the head of the Screen Actors Guild. And then in 1952-53, he was given a very large contract to do the GE Theater, I think it was called at that time.
Yeah, with the monkey.
Yep.
So understanding this, Bob Chapman.
That was a political turn for him.
So, I mean, obviously then he's been blackmailed all along. If you were taken to some elite screening, I mean, was this an elite screening?
It was elite. And but I knew already.
Well, I mean, let me tell you something. Hold on. If somebody said, come to a screen, did they tell you what was going to be at it? Because if somebody told me, hypothetically, come to a screening of Bill Clinton, you know, getting rough with a woman or something, you know, which we know he likes to do, he knocks their teeth out, I would say, no way, no way, no way. I mean, I'm all about exposing stuff right out in the open. And it's not that I'm a coward. I don't have a death wish. I want to keep operating and fighting them out in the open. This is the kind of stuff that is super dangerous. Just like I told the D.C. madam. And, I mean, why would the – I mean, were you told it was a screening of Ronald Reagan, or did they just get you there and show it to you?
They said it was important. They got me there, and I was shown it.
And, could it have been a fake?
I really didn't know what the content was going to be.
Could it have been a fake?
I don't think so.
Well, was it black and white?
Faking movies, but it didn't look fake to me.
Was it black and white?
Yes.
How old did he look?
I quite frankly can't remember.
But I mean, was it the older Reagan at the time, or was it a younger Reagan?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say older.
Oh, man. Anything else, Bob, that you need to get out now so they don't send a hit team down there?
Well, quite frankly, he was a nice person to be around. He was very friendly.
Hold on. We're going to say bye to Charlotte on the other side and let her get ready to pack and go on her trip. And Bob's already gone on his trip. Maybe I should go on my trip. Oh, man. I'm going to be freaked out all weekend over this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Oh, man.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 7th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,360.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,396.28, $698.14 for a half ounce, or $349.07 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,396.28, $698.14, or $349.07.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
They have to work the dark side, or we gotta spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
7. I'm Alex Jones. Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com is our guest, the former head of policy, number two position in the Ronald Reagan First Administration Department of Education. Charlotte Iserby is our guest. Her father and grandfather were Skull and Bones. And we have got, it's got to be 10 hours of bombshell interviews with her, and almost all of it's going up on PrisonPlanet.tv. A bunch of other big interviews going up in the next few weeks there. We're pulling out all the stops in the info war. Charlotte, we're going to let you go. I want you to have a great trip. But you were getting into Reagan during the break. Of course, you knew him, just like Bob on record, worked in the campaign and things, but I knew him quite well. But going back here, you were talking about Here's the Rest of Him, a book, another woman you knew.
Maureen Heaton's book, which is called The Impossible Dream. That's at my son's website, AmericanDeception.com. Go read that book. It's had hundreds, thousands of hits from all over the world. That's the history of Reagan. And if you can get a copy of Here's the Rest of Him, do that.
He was pro-gun control.
Yeah, and pro-regional government. And everything, and see, the Republicans, United Republicans of California, that's Southern California, prior to him being elected president, they got that 10 years ahead, really. They knew what he'd done as governor in California, so they wrote this little book, and I was given that book, and I got mad at them, because they're beaten up on my hero. And I didn't read the book, and then I went into the department, and I found out exactly what he is. And then I got out of the department. He didn't respond to my letter. I got fired, you know. And then I went back and I read the book. And I thought, Charlotte, you naive little baby, you should have believed the United Republicans of California. This guy is a fraud.
All right.
That's the nicest thing I can say about Ronald Reagan. I think he was a very, very good actor.
Charlotte Iserby, have a great vacation. We look forward to having you back when you return. Thank you so much for spending time with Rob Due and Aaron Dykes up there in the last two video interviews.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed them enormously. They're great young people, and I wish we had more young people like that who cared about this country. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Charlotte, God bless you, and
bye.
Take care. All right, there she goes. Well, I got her on about the CMP. Because I get these emails. You had Pat Buchanan on. You're best friends with him. I've had him on, like, I think four times over the years. And I do like him. You know, he's anti-war, pro-gun, but I don't trust him. He worked for Nixon. Or other people I have on, they're like, that guy's New World Order. He's in the CMP. A lot of this is just conservatives that have been invited. Just like the CFR, you can't say every person. I've had professors send me emails. I'm a professor at biology, and I'm a member. How dare you say we're New World Order? Well, I sent an email back years ago. Well, I'm not saying you are, but I know the CFR reports they put out call for world government. I know it was set up by British intelligence at Pratt House in New York in 1922. It's the overall organizations, and it's hard to shake me up. And Bob, what shook me up is not that there's wild stuff going on in Hollywood. It's that Ronald Reagan is such an icon for so many conservatives as like this image of conservatism. And what he said, the things he was for on paper sounded really great. And I remember watching politics during the Republican and Democratic conventions in 79, 80, and my parents not telling me what political views to have. Who do you like? So I watched the Democrat, Republican, and I said, I like the Republicans. I like Ronald Reagan. When I was 6 years old or whatever, I'm only 36, folks. And it's just that icon image, but it's not even that he was some woman doing something freaky. I mean, that's still disconcerting, but I'm not here judging people. It's Bob Chapman, who I know is an icon conservative, who's got the true conservative pedigree going back to 50 years. I know you know all these people. I know you've been instrumental in all this stuff. I know you were friends with Reagan. That's on record. And then you come on air and say that. And so I have to take it as the truth. I wish it wasn't the truth. It's like I don't know how to compute that. I mean, that sounds so Hollywood-esque, dark film right there, just black and white footage of Ronald Reagan. Why were you invited to this meeting, Bob Chapman?
Because I was connected to a couple of other people who were invited.
And what did they say? I mean, they said, this is why we're showing this? I mean, what?
No, they just said it's a very interesting film, and you should come and watch it. And I know these people quite well. So I said, well, okay, I'll go. And that's what I found out. And they said to me afterwards, well, what do you think? I said, well, I'm surprised that I'm not. And then I told them what I had learned from somebody else years before. And
do you think this was an intelligence gathering operation with people they know knew and were friends with Ronald Reagan to see if they could get more intel?
No, these were people, the ones who I knew who were there, who I knew who they were all very conservative people. But there were other people there I didn't know, so.
How many people were there, roughly?
About 15, 18.
I know as soon as this show's over, I'm going to think of 100 things I wanted to ask you about this.
Well, I'm going to be around for a long time, so don't worry about it.
No, I know.
But, you know, I was shocked, too, and I liked him. He was a very nice person, you know, at least to meet socially. That's just the way it turned out. And, you know, I lived in Southern California for 36 years. And you came to expect that you would find out things like that about people that you wouldn't normally find out in Indianapolis, Indiana. It was a pretty wild lifestyle in California, just like there is in New York City, and especially Southern California. Well, I guess San Francisco has their.
No, I've brushed up against it. I don't like it, and we got a lot of affiliates out in California. Beautiful coast, nice people. I just don't like Los Angeles and the overall. And of course, that's an oversimplification. I just kind of get the willies, and it's not that I get the willies. I mean, I'm not judging somebody, and I'm not certainly endorsing it. But I mean, you know, what some guy and a woman are doing, whatever. It's just the films of it and stuff. The whole thing. It's just. Well, I mean, did they tell you why it had been taped? I mean, you said covertly. I mean, this is horrible.
Well, I don't know why it was taped, but I think it was for blackmail. And then it was, I think, used politically later.
Well, no kidding.
I saw it.
Well, then why would they leak it out to these people? So the message would get back to Rainbow Ronnie that everybody knew?
No, I don't think so. I just think that... they felt it was time to show it, I guess. I really don't know there.
Well, I can't play it on air because there's so much profanity. But Harper's Magazine 6 years ago published another report about Nixon interviews they'd done and stuff they didn't publish in the 70s. And when people said, oh, that can't be true, they released the tape. And it's, Bohemian Grove, San Francisco and Northern California. Yeah, they all go up there and talk with Reagan and everybody else. Let me tell you something. It's the most, you know, and they started using profanity but talking about all the homosexual activity. And it just seems to always pop up with Republicans, and then with Democrats, it's like beating women and stuff. It's like Democrats, it's always breaking women's noses. And then Republicans, unless it's Dick Cheney, he likes what the Democrats like. It's the Walking Dead with his bionic heart with no pulse. Dick Cheney with Republicans. How many of them get caught in restrooms and stuff? I mean, what's going on? I mean, do you have to be like that to be a super high-level Republican?
No, I don't think so. But I do believe, after having lived for many years in Southern California, that it certainly helps one's career if they engage in those kind of things.
Oh, boy. Well,
it was very, very prevalent. You know, I lived there in the 60s, 70s, 80s, a long, long time, into the 90s. And so I saw lots. I lived in Malibu for years. And I spent a lot of time in Beverly Hills and, you know, all over Los Angeles. But I saw lots, met lots of people. Nothing surprises me.
So you think Nancy knows about this reported stuff you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. I don't see how she could not have known.
The reason I asked what color the film footage is, it's much easier. Back in the 70s, they'd still be using animation. It's much easier to fake a black and white.
But it goes beyond the film. You know, there was other evidence I had. But, you know, it's not something I've talked about in all the years.
Well, let's get it. Bob, you're a smart cookie. You know, once you talked about this, you got to tell it all. So despite I wish I never would ask the question, now we have to get all the pus out of the wound here. What else? What's the other evidence? Let's get it all out.
No, I don't have any other evidence than
okay,
that.
Good. Make sure every bit is squeezed out, okay? You know why.
You know, that's it. And it was my personal experience. And it happened, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. Well,
and the poor soul is dead now, and that's where we all go.
I thought you were going to say he was a communist or something. I didn't
no,
know.
But he was on the edge there. In fact, I knew people quite well. In fact, I remember one businessman lived right on Wilshire Boulevard, just before the Miracle Mile, and he was a client of mine. I was a stockbroker. And he said, you know, I came from Texas, and, you know, this Ronald Reagan used to make lots of speeches throughout the West. He made a number of them in Texas that I heard. He says, boy, if this guy isn't a communist, he's close to it. So I knew people who had actually seen his speeches who thought he was very leftist, we'll put it that way. And as I was trying to tell you, he met up, he knew George Murphy, of course. And Murphy had been head of the Screen Actors Guild. He'd get Ronald Reagan elected, pointed him to the right, so to speak, and then he got the GE contract, and his whole life changed. He was all washed up.
Wow.
And George Murphy resuscitated him.
Well, I don't know what else to say here today, Bob, but I will imagine.
Let's talk about business and finance.
Yeah, they tried to push gold and silver down this week, but give us your take on that.
Well, I think the appointment of Mr. Daley, one of the Daley crime family persons from Chicago, and he's appointed the chief of staff. It just so happens that he is the managing director of the Midwest office of a firm called J.P. Morgan Chase. And they wanted everything to be hunky-dory with him getting appointed.
And we have the Obama clip to interrupt where he says, I don't want to appoint a bunch of Wall Street fat cats. I've never seen an administration as packed full of them.
Well, it's every administration. For years and years, as a follow-up on Dylan Reed, which is no longer in business, this Goldman Sachs, and for the last 15 or 20 years, they have been the revolving door between the administration, usually the Treasury Department, among other things, but very often in foreign affairs and other things. But J.P. Morgan Chase, and of course that was J.P. Morgan years ago, they've been in control of the Fed ever since its inception.
Yeah, they're the real big dog.
That's right. And this man is Daley is working for them. I think they wanted the commodities and the gold and silver to go down to make things look good. And then they had an employment report that came out, and it was preceded by ADP's report that was so screwed it was unbelievable. I mean, how they could, as professionals, put that report out, I just can't imagine.
What does it mean in China to now have the IMF, World Bank, and others now buying Chinese currency? I mean, that's a big move, isn't it? I mean, they're really moving away from the dollar in high speed now.
They are. And just before that, just a few weeks ago, the announcement by China and Russia that we're going to do business together in their own currencies. But that's a natural. I mean, it was to be expected something like that might happen. But the bonds, it's relevant. But it's not as relevant as the Chinese and the Russians doing business in their own currencies. That's big time. And we're leading up here. You know, we discussed this early last year on the program. And I said, I think something could happen by the end of the year, which was just passed. It didn't happen. Everything wasn't in place. But this time, we get two events happening that are very, very important. One is the situation in Europe, the tremendous amount of money that has to be raised, especially during the first 6 months of the year, by the European nations, and particularly by those who are deeply in debt. And with that, you can add in the situation with American municipalities. This is something that I predicted 3 years ago. I told everybody to get out of municipals. This is what's going to happen. It happened. And these two events are going to come together in the second half of the year, probably the last quarter of this year. And it's going to be rock'em sock'em, because I think that the euro will be under tremendous pressure, the whole eurozone structure. And then the Republicans have said, look, we're not going to lend or feed more money to the municipalities. They got to sort their own problems out.
Well, you were the first guy I heard like 3 years ago predicted the EU would crack up. Now that's all over their news that the EU is going to crack up. Do you still think it's going to crack up?
Oh, absolutely. It's just a question of how long will it take, and I don't know that.
Okay, we'll come back, get back on the finance, something I'm a little more comfortable with, and talking about Rainbow Ronnie here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Ira hates. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He will answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian.
you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indians.
I'm a little bit late getting back in studio because my sister was on the PrisonPlanet.com forum and said, is this real? And I do have the actual copy of it somewhere in my archives here. It's the headline, credit card receipts and snare callboy ring inside Reagan Bush White House, Washington Times. And then it came out in some other newspapers, and they're trying to, because they don't have an IM to that computer for on air, they're trying to grab it right now to put it up. So that would add, you know, some mainstream news to what Bob Chapman was saying. There it is. Yeah, there's the actual microfilm scan of it. Show folks that again so I can read the whole headline, please. Scroll back to the left side. Homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan Bush. Callboys took midnight tour of White House. And, you know, even though this stuff sounds shocking, remember the gay porn stars going to Bohemian Grove in the news? Remember the gay madam who was the hundreds of midnight visits into the Bush, George W. Bush White House? Bob Chapman, I mean, really, it's shocking to hear that, but then when you look at all the other evidence, it's not. So there, when the media goes crazy with this, I just showed you a mainstream news article. I can show you more pointing the same direction. So I'm glad that Marley ran into that because I was telling her, you know, search Ronald Reagan gay, and that came up. So there you go, Bob Chapman. There's some Washington Times backup for you.
Well, I don't know whether I should have said anything, but it's out, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And as they say, he was a nice guy. But everybody has their, well, many people have proclivities that are different than others. But it was quite an experience living for 36 years in Southern California.
Yeah. Other things on the radar, the environmentalists are going crazy all of a sudden. We got two new articles on this today with one of these top IPCC UN officials calling for an elite warrior leadership and prison cities and everyone basically suppressed and authoritarian control. And Watson's got a big list of these globalists saying this. I mean, they're really going out in the open. Is this because we're starting to get them on the run? I mean, they came out today, the federal government admitted fluoride's hurting kids. Or are they just throwing it all in our face, or is it a mixture?
No, I think we've got them on the run. The last thing they want to do is have things exposed. The transition to what they want, which is world government, they would like it to be as smooth as possible. They don't want riots and revolution and demonstrations, and they don't want people to know that they're in your face, which they are now because they've been pushed there, in regard to world government. They would rather it be under the radar, subliminal, if you may. And I think they'd rather have it that way. And you got to go back for years. I started to get the Council on Foreign Relations, House Org and Foreign Affairs in 1960. And yes, they talked about the things that they wanted to do, but not like they do today.
Yeah. Bob, theinternationalforecaster.com or 800-686-2237. If folks want to call and get a free introductory copy. Bob, have a great weekend. God willing, we'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend, my friend. I'll see everybody back live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central here, God willing. God bless you all.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. A very